A wonderful day to us. As we begin, I would like to read a portion of Psalm 31. In verse 21 of the 31st Psalm, it says, "Blessed be the Lord, for he has made marvelous his loving kindness to me in a besieged city." You know, this is the grace of God. And I would like to just continue to look into this today and perhaps entitle this again as "Grace in the Midst of Gloom Brings Us to Glory." Grace in the midst of gloom brings us to glory. We are in our third day of Lent. And Lent many times does not have the same appeal as Advent or Christmas or Easter, other seasons of the church. And yet, we see Lent not from the eyes of God, but many times we look at Lent from our own eyes. And so we look at it as gloom. And so I would like to just propose that Lent is more than just seeing the gloom. Because when we understand the grace, we will begin to appreciate the glory. When we look at Lent, Lent is not a doctrine that we try to memorize or learn. It is not just some definition written in a book that we try to study. Lent is not or more than just theology. Lent is like jumping into the ocean when you are so hot and thirsty and tired and just feeling the warmth and comfort of that water. Lent is jumping into the very arms of God and just allowing Him to unfold His mercies, which are new every morning. And this is what I would like to see. Because I would like to focus actually in the second, or in the proclamation from Titus, the reading from Titus. I understand the gospel is about Jesus meeting John and his disciples and the disciples going with him. There is an attraction to Christ. There is a magnetic force that draws people to Christ. And it is, I believe, the very love and mercies of God that people who are really hungry and thirsty will begin to find rest and refreshment in Him. One of the scriptures that I shared in the church here in Manila is the scripture which Jesus said from Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me who are weary, heavily laden, I will give you rest." Because this is what part of what Lent is, to understand the very rest that God gives to us when we walk and journey with Him. This day, ICC, CROOP, again, my beloved brothers and sisters, together in this journey of Lent, together with our Bishop Elmer Belmonte, we look at today's lesson from the second reading, where Paul, in his letter to Titus, who is leading a church that is in an island called Crete. And for you in Europe, perhaps you understand this more. Perhaps some of you have visited that island. I think it's south of Greece. But that island of Crete, and you begin to see the challenge of young Titus in trying to bring the heart and teachings of Christianity to these people. And so, God shows Titus through Apostle Paul in our reading today in chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men." The grace of God, it teaches us to deny ungodliness. And worldly passions or desires, and then to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, while we look to the appearing of the glory of the great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself up that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. So it is really God's grace that will be our arm and our weapon and our abilities during this time of what we think of as gloom. Because when we talk about self-denial, when we talk about making sacrifices, when we talk about going the extra mile, when we talk about things that will try to tear the flesh from the spirit, there is a certain pall of gloom. We are confronted in our ego, in our self-identity. The pride rises up, and that's the pain, that's the gloom that we experience. But yet, I would just like to give you the good news, is that grace is what will be there, present, given by God, appearing to all men to teach us to be able to overcome the gloom. That's why we look at Lent as a journey from what I see as ashes to glory. Because the grace in the gloom will bring us and lead us to glory. To glory that we saw last Sunday, if you remember the teaching of Bishop Elmer, how glory was, he shared that glory and during the Transfiguration. So we ended then with glory, and our destiny is still glory. Because if you remember what was the church fathers always cry, I think it was Saint Irenaeus who said it, it is the glory of God is man fully alive. When we begin to see that the glory of God is our destiny, we begin to see that in spite of the gloom, we are equipped with grace. In fact, in one translation, I think it is the New International Version, NIV, this portion of Titus, it says there, the grace of God which appears to all men, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to worldly passions, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age, while we look to the appearing of the glory of Christ. You see, we are all going through a journey. We are like the apostles in the Old Testament that were in gloom after they were heard about Christ who was crucified and he died, buried. They were walking to Emmaus in gloom. But yet that gloom, when Christ appeared, the grace of God appeared, he turned it to glory. And this is something that you and I must begin to see. Well, glory is not ha 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 and everything is always fine. The glory there is the very presence of God, that in spite of all the trials, in spite of all the difficulties, in spite of all the situations, we can still, even in a besieged city, say how marvelous is the loving kindness of our God. May you, my beloved brother, sister, beloved believer in Christ, in this journey of Lent, may we begin to see God's grace in a different and even greater way. May we begin to see grace as an equipping, an ability, that during the times of gloom, we can see God's glory. Because that is what we desire. The glory of God is man, you, fully alive. May this Lenten journey continue to reveal the Lord and Christ, who who is our Savior. God bless you, beloved.